97.1 The Ticket. Our telephone number is 248-539-9797. Oh, yes. They did play baseball yesterday.
They did. How'd our new guy do?
He was 0 for 4 and struck out 3 times. I know. But you know what? His first game, I'm not going to say.
Yeah, hey, at least he was swinging.
Well, except on the last one. He was frozen on a curveball. Yeah. Tigers struck out, by the way, 14 times last night. I figured, you know, by far they probably lead the majors in strikeouts, right? No, they're like, you know, sixth. There's five teams, I believe, who have struck out more than the Tigers. But what the hell? Their bullpen was really good. 4 innings, perfect baseball.
Only category they're not bottom 5.
Yeah, pretty much. This afternoon right here on 97 on the Ticket, it'll be Garrett Hill going against Zach Plesac. Yes. And once again, they had second and third, no outs in the fifth. Bases loaded, one out in the eighth, and did not score. All right, 248-539-9797. So where do they go from here? And do you have faith that Chris Illich can get this right? Look, I always said the same thing about the Fords. You know, well, you know, until they sell the team, yeah, we understand that that was never going to happen. But to me, with the Fords, it was always they just need to get, whether it's luck or whatever, you know, select the right person to run the football team. Yep. And they never have until maybe now.
Right.
And maybe that the Ford child, Sheila Hamp, maybe she got it right. Who knows? As far as the Tigers go, it's the same thing. Like, I think Chris Illich has not done well, obviously. They went through a few years where they didn't spend any money. And when they did spend money, they spent it poorly. And, you know, that's more on Al Avila than Chris Illich. But just get, whether it's luck or not, research, whatever, find yourself the right person to run everything. And let's basically say, stay out of the way. You know, that's what it appears he has done for the hockey team.
Yeah.
With Steve Yzerman. And it looks like that's what Tom Gorse has done for the Pistons after the Van Gundy debacle. Hired Troy Weaver and hopefully will continue, Tom Gorse, to stay the hell away.
Well, and when you hear Chris Illich talk about, we're going to use all of our resources that we can. Yes, there are. He's going to have to make the hire of the GM position.
Yes.
Now, and my point is that, yes, there are people that you can lean upon. You've got a great guy in A.J. Hinch that has been in that seat, doesn't want to be in that seat anymore, but can give you some insight, some other baseball individuals. But the number one resource that Chris Illich can provide is his pocketbook.
Yes, absolutely. Have pretty much an open checkbook. All right, so who's out there that, you know, they can, you know, they're talking about possibly even internal, you know, Sam Menzin, you know, the analytics guru. I mean,
hey, everything is on the table. That's how you start this. You make sure that everybody knows, hey, the scope is deep and wide, like he had talked about.
Yes. Now, look, obviously the sexy name, the successful name, the name that would make everybody happy is Theo Epstein.
Yeah, top of the list.
Top of the list. I mean, he's working for Major League Baseball right now. He brought two classic franchises from out of the, as Dan Campbell, one of his favorite words, the abyss.
Yes.
With the Cubs.
Abyss, man.
That's right. With the Red Sox and the Cubs. And why not the Tigers? That would be the open checkbook. Whether he wants to return running a team, I have no idea. Here are some other suggestions that I came up with. I went to teams that seem to always be good and develop players.
Thank you. And
number one on that list is the St. Louis Cardinals.
Thank you.
Randy Flores, he's the scouting director of the St. Louis Cardinals. He's a former pitcher. He actually pitched for the Cardinals when they beat the Tigers in the 2006 World Series. Mm-hmm. Another one is Dana Brown, who's the director of scouting for the Atlanta Braves. They seem to be always good. How about the now it's a lateral move, and I don't know if he would do it, especially now that they're on the right direction. But, you know, for money, who knows? And the organization he's with is notoriously cheap. And that would be Mike Elias, the general manager of the Baltimore Orioles. They seem to have somehow, out of nowhere, drafted right. And now, after, a decade of crap, basically, yeah. right there. Pete Petilia, who is the scouting director of the Houston Astros. He knows AJ pretty well.
Work with him. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Josh Burns, the Dodgers. You go to the Dodgers, yes, they spend a lot of money on free agents, there's no doubt. But they also develop players. They can trade really good players to make trades like they did with, Mookie Betts, those type of things. He's a senior vice president of baseball operations. He's been with other teams, a general manager, I think, of the Padres before that. You know, he's a guy to think about. And here's one it's not out of the box because he's a popular name. The Mets were interested in him, and he said no, so I don't think he'd come here. But he was a former player here, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Billy Beane. Billy Beane they haven't won.
Yeah.
But they have gone to the playoffs under his tenure, his Moneyball, directive, in numerous years with no budget.
Yeah.
Now, I think that's a pipe dream. I'm not so sure even he'd be that great here, but whatever. It's just names to throw out there. And all these names should be investigated. And there's tons of other guys. I looked at, other teams. Tampa has a guy. I forget his name. They develop guys and then they have to trade them because they can't pay them. Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of candidates. Now, as far as people who've never been general managers, you never know how they're going to be once they get to that seat.
And that's where, when you look at what Al Avila has done and the time that he spent here in Detroit, and one thing that I've learned over, my career and getting to know different individuals is there's got to be leadership, and it has to come from the top down. Now, it doesn't mean Chris Ilitch needs to be involved in day-to-day operations, but he's got
to he's got to try to figure out how to get the land for that house that burned down.
Yes. But he does have to give and provide leadership and directives and set goals and hold people accountable to what their job description is. Al Avila is a great guy. No one is arguing that.
No, that's not the point.
But for 7 years has not been held accountable for coming through on the rebuild, talking about, I don't believe that there's been much leadership given to him. And some of that's on Chris Ilitch. Some of that's on Al Avila. Some of it's just on a really crappy luck as well in terms of some players getting hurt or not developing. But you at some point have to create your own luck. When you're talking about whoever is going to be the next general manager, I agree with you. The first phone call that has to be made is to Theo Epstein.
Yeah.
To see if he's interested at all. And make the call. That first call, he may not be interested.
Right.
All right, but the second call, you give the follow-up, you give them, like we talked about, yesterday we heard from Coach Dungy.
Yeah.
Martin Mayhew, at least give me 24 hours.
Right.
And then let me put this in your mind. All right, it is, here's the check I'm willing to write. All right, it happens to be blank right now, so please fill it in. And that's where you start. And then if you go down the list, I think your assessment of where to go is spot on. You want to go to those organizations. And we talked about this a couple of months ago. The St. Louis Cardinals.
Yes.
Are always.
I can't stand them.
But always and forever. You can't stand them, because they're always good.
Yeah. So then go back to the 60s.
You look in their organization, and then you look at Houston and say, okay, well, who has worked with AJ Hinch before? Who knows exactly what AJ wants, how he operates? And those are the avenues you have to explore.
But
first,
you have to go beyond AJ, because this type of job, guys get fired as managers usually.
Yes.
So it's got to be somebody who has a vision. And you talk about guys who work with AJ. I mean, this guy is still. I don't know if he's still on baseball's S list, but he hasn't been hired as general manager. Jeff Lunau, who was with the Houston Astros, when AJ was there when all the crap went down. But he was one of the guys who actually, drafted a lot of these guys, made up player acquisitions, and that's what you want. We have some ticket techs. There's like tons of these for Theo Epstein. Chris needs to get off his ass and just hire Theo Epstein. Give him whatever he needs. And there's the old cliche, it takes two to tango.
Right.
So we said.
He's got to want to as well.
Yes. Obviously, he's a home run hire.
Right.
I don't see. I have trouble understanding why he would take this.
Yeah, me too.
He was in two, you know, major markets, and one World Series. And what's
attractive about Detroit?
What? No, it's not even that. More than just, like, what's the lure? Like, what's he got to prove to come here? All he can do, if he wins, okay, maybe he's the first GM ever to win in three different places. You know, I mean,
yeah. Well, maybe
of him being a commissioner.
That's possible because he is working in the office. Maybe he has an affinity for turning historic franchises around. I don't know. I don't know. But yes.
Well, and there could also be. I mean, everybody has an ego. Maybe he just thinks that, hey, I can. It doesn't matter where it is, what city it is, I can do it.
Well, I would think the only thing that could get him to think about doing this is a piece of ownership.
Yeah.
That's when things start to change.
Absolutely. That would be interesting because I know that they're not completely enamored with owning the baseball team, but you know, so here's.
Well, no, it's just you see that as part, like with athletes, yes, and right, front office people all the time. It's an extra thing that you put in a contract or whatever that is incentive. That's what I would have trouble with Epstein. What's the incentive? Other than what your fetish you just mentioned,
right?
Teams that are on 30-plus-year no World Series championship streaks. He's got this.
I'd love to find out why he turned the Mets job down, and obviously it didn't make a difference because they're like one of the best teams in baseball. Because their owner, the new owner, just Max Scherzer.
Checks.
Sure, who cares? You know.
Yep.
Anyway.